Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I don't really see it on your menu, but do you have like a tree trimmer? I could really use one.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John here with Jamie and I'm insulted.
Why are you insulted?
I would be happy to come over and knock out some landscaping chores.
Okay.
I watched an episode of King of the Hill the other day.
Yeah.
And Hank gives his son Bobby a list of chores because it's summertime. And it's like, mow the yard, do the hedges. And as he's going over this list with Bobby, he's like, dang it. No, you're not doing my chores.
Yeah.
Go get a job. And So I love doing those kinds of chores.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm really excited, John, about an upcoming movie called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. You
okay.
Excited about that?
Yeah, it's produced by Tim Burton. Yeah.
Yeah. Another Tim Burton I loved as a kid was Edward Scissorhands with Kentucky's own Johnny Depp.
One of the best Tim Burton movies, in my opinion.
Well, it ties into today's case. So get us rolling.
Yeah, man. So we're going to go back to October of 2022 in the little town known as Fort Worth, Texas. Jamie, I've had the good fortune of going to Fort Worth. Have you ever been?
I have not.
Fort Worth is both incredible and scary all at the same time.
Okay.
There's great parts and there's parts that I would not go to in broad daylight. But we're going to go there, and that's where this story, this very bizarre story of a late night vandalism artist that has residents scratching their heads. And like you said, they've dubbed him the Edward Scissorhands of Fort Worth, and this is not a Tim Burton movie. This is real life.
Yeah, just imagine waking up in the morning to find the trees in your front yard mysteriously trimmed. That's exactly what happened in this Fort Worth neighborhood where an unknown man was seen snipping branches overnight off of the trees in complete darkness. This self-appointed arborist has become the talk of that town, leaving everybody stumped, including local police.
I see what you did there.
There you go.
And it sounds almost comical, but for the residents of these houses in this community, it's really not that funny. But the mystery man has been caught on camera multiple times, and he usually strikes around 3 a.m., so on these videos, he's seen walking an unleashed dog, and then he just casually starts clipping branches before stepping back to admire his work. And sometimes he just takes, you know, a little bit here and there, but other times he's taken like pretty big hacks off of massive, you know, these just massive chunks of tree. And the homeowners wake up the next morning, they come out and they're like, what the crap's happened overnight?
Yeah, it's almost like Hank had let Bobby go out and trim the trees sometimes. Sometimes they were done in a proper way, but many a times they weren't. Ashley Tommen, who was one of the residents there, said sometimes he'll just take a little bit, but then in other people's trees, he'll take massive gobs. And there's surveillance footage you can find online to watch this branch bandit in action. But despite being caught on camera, it's been almost 2 years since this started. He still has not been caught or identified.
Yeah, there's a resident that was interviewed for a story. His name is Jerry Blinkenbush, which that just seems like a made-up name
for this,
for
story.
This story.
Yeah,
but he recounted how he went outside the next morning and he thought that maybe there was a storm that happened overnight that like knocked some branches out of his trees. And when his wife came outside, she's like, nope, that's the work of old Eddie Boy, the tree pruning bandit of Fort Worth.
She explained that the limb lifter earned the nickname due to his obsession with slicing through branches. This was the talk of the town for a long time. It went on for several weeks before he mysteriously stopped. And to this day, they don't know who was going around this neighborhood trying to, I guess, clean it up in their own mind. Danny, another resident, said, we really just want him to stop. That's all they wanted. They didn't care about prosecution, but leave our trees alone. John, it's hard to find people to do good landscaping, good yard work. And I know he wasn't always doing good work, but I think if I had interest enough to do that at 3 a.m., I'd try to monetize it.
Yeah. And I mean, look, I have a bigger question is, did these trees need pruning? Was this really negligence on the homeowner's behalf? If their trees needed pruning, why are they calling the police on this guy? Just say thank you and let it roll.
So is he more of a superhero?
I think
showing up in the dead of night to trim your trees.
I mean, I said that there was some massive chunks taken out of a tree, but sometimes you have to do that. Are these Bradford pears? If that's the case, he should just cut them all down.
Completely to the ground.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's hard to, you know, should he be on people's properties without being asked? No. But if he's doing you a favor, don't look the gift horse in the mouth, folks.
I'm surprised legitimately that there weren't people, they didn't set up like a neighborhood watch rotation to try to catch him at 3 a.m. I feel like that would have happened in our cul-de-sac.
Yeah, and shame on you, Texas. This shouldn't even be news. Because the Texas that I know, they'd find this man and they'd fix the problem.
It would have been taken care of and nobody would have ever heard about it.
Sounds like they don't want to fix the problem. Sounds like Texas has just thrown their hands up and says, oh no, people are pruning our overgrown trees. What will we ever do?
He'd be more like Edward Scissordead, am I right?
I think that this guy needs to make some really unique stuff out of these shrubs.
Yeah.
That's the part of the story that's missing.
You go out and there's like a Mickey Mouse head on your bush?
Yeah. Or obscene stuff. I mean, would get the police moving a little faster.
Yeah.
Walk outside and I'm not even going to say the profanities.
You know what? What if he moved to a different neighborhood and just did it somewhere else? And he's still doing it to this day and he still hasn't been caught. Or maybe he moved into a neighborhood where people were grateful for his services.
If you legitimately have this kind of skill, I think it'd be fun that you could be for hire. Like you could hire me to go to your nemesis yard and throw up some stuff that would be embarrassing.
Or let's explore the other option. Was he sleepwalking and trimming trees?
Maybe he's an arborist by day who is sleepwalking.
Yeah. Wow. So much I didn't think we would get to in this case, but it is it's a mystery for sure. It was a crime. He damaged personal property, but he got away with it. So if we ever figure this one out, we'll let you know. If you're listening, Mr. Tree Trimmer at Night, give me a shout. I got some work for you.
Yep.
This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media.